the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Have you noticed the pattern today?
Oh, yeah. Porno beats.
Did
you order a pizza?
You threw in the Hootie song earlier for a little Spice record, but I did all 80s. As a cocktail bar.
One of the greatest times in pop culture.
I know.
After, you know, the new wave after punk.
I know.
Music-wise. Look at movies. Horror, action.
Yeah.
Even dramas. Good time for movies.
But see, that's so...
if you saw a naked woman in an 80s movie, it was going to be natural.
And there wasn't, you know, thoughts of...
It was going to be real good.
Like, what was the one? There was one that you blew my mind, probably as recent as like a year ago, where I was talking about a nude scene in a movie. You're like, she was wearing prosthetics. She was wearing a prosthetic boobs. I don't remember who it was. Is it famous?
The chick from Total Recall?
No.
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 She did have three of them, though.
Yes, she did. Even in the sequel.
Dang, what was it?
You think with the way they do sequels now, when they invert them, you know, they'll make the female character a man and just, or, you know, the way they do that kind of thing, that maybe they'll have a dude with three goobers. Just to make it, you know what I'm saying, Paige? Oh, my God, it's Running Woman. Running Person, don't you mean, Matt?
That's how he's credited in the film, too.
Right.
Do you remember Boxing Helena? That was a weird movie, too.
Oh, God,
that was...
She had no legs and...
No arms, too.
Yeah, I see the...
spoiler alert.
I see the cover art for it.
Yeah.
It's like the Blockbuster video days of... You remember what it looked like. And now, even with, like, Netflix and stuff, when you scroll through... Netflix does that thing. I've talked about this before, where they've had a movie, you know, on their thing for, like, 5 years. Maybe they have the whole exclusive. Like, let's say, like, Waterboy, something they practically own now.
Yep.
They'll change the cover of original Waterboy. They'll have like a scene of like Shooter McGavin there. Or not Shooter McGavin, but...
Mama. Gabby Bates.
Something like that. And it's like, wait a minute, what is this? Oh, they changed the cover art on me.
Or I hate to say it, sometimes they'll put Rob Schneider on it. You can do it!
You can do it!
God, they...
But it was a great time. But do we attribute that to the time of our lives with no... distraction. Like I read a thing the other day. It said the human brain was not made for news consumption the way we do it now. It was not made that way. To know, like, think about it. Like, you know, whatever your concept of whatever is. But, like, let's just say that let's say for your sake it was a big bang and these two monkeys, you know, they just hook up and they end up being people.
Yep.
Like, I think about that for a minute.
That we evolved from...
But I'm just saying, or you could say Adam and Eve, you know, they didn't know anything that was going on in the rest of the world.
Probably didn't know each other.
Their only stuff mattered. Ask yourself this, and again, there will be many, and I feel extremely sorry for this, not in any kind of apology kind of thing or privilege kind of thing. But I know not everybody lives a day-to-day where, you know, I'm just saying the news makes you think the world is on fire, that your country is on fire. And certain parts of our country are.
Yeah. I don't know how you...
But you carry that with you where you go. Like, where you go to work, you're like, man, this... Like, next time you feel that, really, try this. Next time you feel like, God, end of times or blah, blah, blah. Just say, why am I feeling like this right now? Because of the news, I don't watch the news, but you get online and social media and all the stuff.
That's odd to me. I don't consume it that way. But the fact that people do is, it's not good for your mental health. But
You're also a very objective person. Like, I know how you like feel about most things, but then also easy. You seem pretty comfortable putting the other shoe on. The other foot or whatever the phrase is.
When you start researching, you know, people that have done a lot with their lives, smarter people, the one common thing they'll always tell you is, you know, opinions change with information.
Oh, yeah. Should they not?
I mean, yeah, they should.
Like, you're domineering or just dumb if you you know, you feel a certain way. Not dumb, I shouldn't say that. Because many people are like born into their thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they're not your own thoughts. Like, that's your grandpa's favorite football team, not yours. Or, you know, your dad cared about Chevy. You really don't give a damn. Or, you know what I mean?
It's so easy to detach when it's going on somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or it's so far away.
But, like, here's an example. Like, last night I went to dinner with my daughter and my son-in-law and my two grandchildren. And I was alone. And
you get to pick, I hope.
No.
I'll be going wherever we get coupons.
You know, next week we'll talk about it further, but like everything that's coming up, you know, I was like, hey, let me take you out and treat you anywhere you'd like.
Damn.
We're
going to the Chop House, Daddy.
And so after, you know, I always take a picture, you know, with the boys or whatever, but, you know, particularly, I was like,
I've seen him. You steal your grandson's food and you take a picture of him.
I was like, come here, take a picture with me, with my daughter. And she's like, hold on. Hold on.
I just see your face now, like, when she did it.
Do I have to?
Well, again, there's, you know. But then,
you're very capture the moments.
I dude, you have to be. Like, yeah. I feel that, but especially as you get older and memories fade, and you know, look. Although when I look at, get every drop out of the bottle. It sounds like she's siphoning gas. Actually, okay. And then, you know, I have a sensitive heart. I wear it on my sleeve. I'm a sensitive type. I am a loyal type. Whatever.
There's a word for that, right?
Simp. Whatever.
I was thinking that one.
A meager, mild heart. Whatever. I've been called it all.
You're getting close in the alphabet, and you're almost there.
What? What's the word?
Puss.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I was called that by all my friends when I would want wine coolers.
It's not
me. I don't care. I think I invented the thing,
like,
with
fruity drinks.
Now and Later in Zemus. I think that was me.
You did?
I was like, how can I make this cool? So, but then I thought, I got in the car, and I was like, well, that's awesome. I wanted to take a picture. But then I was thinking, put yourself back when you're in your 20s. And my mom didn't even have a cell phone then. But hold on, Matthew. Let's take a picture.
She probably had the camera with the big flash cubes on it.
She died with a flip phone. I mean, like, she didn't want to upgrade. She's like celebrities. They want the flip, and they want it so they can have that Faraday cage around them all the time. But, you know, she didn't know anything about that.
She's still T9 texture.
So if she said, Matthew, let's take a picture together on my flip phone, I'd be like, okay.
Like, it ain't going to be good.
I get it. I absolutely get it. But I want to, like, I tell her, like, I can't tell you this and it makes sense, but it's like I'm coming from the future, but I'm coming from the past. I was in your shoes one day, and I remember what that was like, but now I've lived it. Listen to me when I tell you this. But then again, your parents saying that to you, it would sound bizarre. Like, hey, look, I'm serious. I'm breaking character right now in this this simulation we call life. All right, listen, it's real. You've got to, like, appreciate all this stuff, because a day taking it for granted is crazy. You got to enjoy it, make the most of it, enjoy it.
That's what sucks about life, is when you learn all this knowledge, it's too old to do anything with it.
Well, but then you try to, like, say it, like seriously. I'm not, like, doing that weird thing where I'm trying to, like, do a parent bit with you. I'm serious. Like, this stuff don't last forever. You enjoy it, you know, blah, blah, blah. She gets it as a parent to her children. I'm saying it. But do I sound selfish saying that? Probably.
I mean, look, if it's one picture, you know, that's cool. But if it's a lot all the time, then...
Oh, yeah, no. The animals probably feel that way. You know, they can say no.
Well, people love animals, too. So, you know, they definitely want to see those.
Yeah.
You got to create the memories, man. You have to.
Well, I've started doing this, too. Again, this is what happened. You talk about with the cloud thing, you know, with here.
Yeah, we're losing all of your stuff.
What? I am a person who dropped out of college. Unlike Fatboy and Paige. Paige has got like 4 degrees.
Yeah, she's got more than me. I just have an associate's.
I dropped out.
A bunch.
I have one of those too.
We work for a billion-dollar company owned by...
That's what we were told last time we were publicly listed.
Owned by the top tier. And we are Soros. Running out of memory. I'm not no. like... So what happens? Like, do you not think down the road, and really tell me the honest opinion about this, that there may be like a president down the road says, hello, Americans. Our cloud is full, so we need you. It's like when they confiscated the gold, when FDR confiscated the gold. It's yeah. like, hey, it's illegal to hold gold. You got to turn it in now. Or when they did all the steel, you know, for we need all the steel and everything for the bombs. Turn it all in, blah, blah, blah. What if they said, well, you need to go, you can only keep 50 pictures?
Makes you wonder if people are going to do like a Nixon, you know, and just kind of go like sweeping reforms of, you know, take off the gold standard, you know, Controlled Substances Act, stuff like that.
Yeah, I haven't been on the gold standard since I've been alive, which is so crazy. You think that as a child and you realize, holy crap, 1972, it basically took it off.
Makes you wonder if stuff's deleted from the cloud that people don't realize or don't know that.
Would you even know? Yeah, but like what happens then? And, you know, I don't know how I can't compute that in my brain. Like, you can't even know where the cloud is. Is it on a server somewhere? Is that what's in Antarctica? I don't understand that.
We can't keep putting up these data centers when, you know, just because you need more room.
But that's the big misconception, is the data center is just for AI. And it's not.
No.
It's not.
Well, like, I try to think about how the cable company gives you all this bandwidth. Where's that coming from?
Where did they get it? Like, what is
I've been to the head in at Ware Place. It's not that big. Where's the internet coming from?
Like, here's another question. And it's again, those of you that are well-read and you know, smart.
Smart asses.
You'll probably know this. But, like, let's say when I go to GoDaddy and I buy a website, who's GoDaddy buying it from?
That's exactly right.
They're the in-between.
Why is Snopes the standard of what's real?
Who really owns everything?
But not even a conspiratorial. I'm asking it in a, I don't know.
This is for all y'all.
Peanut head ass fat hoe.
And then who says, okay, fine, Matthew Harris, you now own, you know, pomill.com or whatever it would be. Where does that register? Is it almost like buying a stake of land?
Dude.
Like, who am I buying it from? The people that owned it, really?
I tell you what's very alarming. You do a background check. Do it on yourself, even. The stuff they ask you if you want included, social media profiles, all the addresses, places they've been the past month.
Places they've been?
Yeah. It's got all kind of stuff it asks you if you want included in a freaking background report.
So here's a thing. Paige, you're probably on it right now. Talking about Meta? They're doing a thing, this isn't conspiratorial, and it's easy to fix. They put this thing out now where it's called Remix or something, where I could go on your Instagram page, Fatboy. If you posted a picture, I could share your picture to mine and make you look like Donald Duck.
You could change it to whatever.
Yes. And but unless you go in
don't you go to Fatboy 933 and change it.
And opt out. They opted you in automatically when they started doing it.
Yeah, you should have protection on your...
You know what this is
even
like?
Even if you have a private account that people have to be friends with, it still feeds into the algorithm unless you opt out. I'm not even joking.
If you're single and you have a company-sponsored life insurance policy, you better go check the beneficiary. Because guess who it's going to be?
Your company.
Oh, yeah. They've all done this in the past.
What is it?
Kind of similar. Every company. This one did it, too. You know, I went back and changed it, but any company-sponsored life insurance plan that you have, they're going to put themselves as the beneficiary. So you got to go change it. That's one of those sneaky things, yeah. Like you're talking about with the pictures.
I'm not, if Tony, who worked here, there's no Tony, right? Do we have a Tony?
Not anymore. Okay. I'm trying to find out why we don't.
I know.
Does he want to answer me?
So if Tony died... And his family and the company had the insurance policy. The company would be the beneficiary?
By default, they are.
Wow.
People don't know to go change it.
But is that something the insurance company does, or is that something the company does?
See, I don't know if it's I assume that they're saying, look, you're the default because obviously we don't know the person's familial connections. We don't know who they would put. So we'll put you for now.
So if Tony were single and didn't have any living family or whatever,
he would assume that the next person in his lineage would get it, even though he didn't officially state.
Oh my God.
They should get it. Oh. Companies made a lot of money, like, you know,
wow,
over the years.
Yeah, for real though. Check your if you got Instagram, go in there and look at profile. It's called Remix or something. You can opt out, but you're already opted in, and it means like people can like take your stuff and like, you know, they can screenshot it anyway, but like it actually makes it go into the algorithm. So that means,
but it's so hard to even find out how to opt out some of this stuff. It's buried in all these settings.
Yeah, I saw it I saw it on Instagram actually. So he posted it on there, like on Instagram.
Well, this is for Instagram.
Peanut head ass fat hoe.
Hashtag it.
Get it going, please. It's ready.
All right. Where are we at on time?
You're way late.
Okay. Well, we will take a break and we will come back. Are we good for two more segments, though?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so we can do some phones then. 1-800-774-0093.
When you're the top dog, you run the clock. You know what I'm saying? We just cut into Diesel's time. We cut into Paige's time, which is cool.
Top dog, diggity dog.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yes. And this is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And here's my daddy right now.
Matthew,
what are you doing listening to that?
He wears makeup, Matthew.
I don't. You know, I was like a which trout swims upstream?
Brown
trouts. I feel you on that. By the way, who knew Lindsey Graham had a cousin in politics? I had no clue.
I didn't know he had a cousin.
Or not cousin. What's the relation?
Sister.
It's his sister.
Oh yeah. I've known about her for a long time. Well, I've known that story that he raised her when their parents passed away.
Oh, yeah, but
Darlene.
But I did not know that. I didn't know there was a secession kind of thing. Anyway.
You know, that's not a bad move now if you think about it. If you you know, he told her who he liked.
My neighbor had their flag at half staff.
Yeah, that's a lot of them. What do you call it? Where it's halfway down the pole.
First off, ask yourself this. How many of your neighbors still have that flag? You know?
If you live beside a midget, is it always at half staff?
Oh, that's a great question. Paige.
Mm-hmm.
Can you still say half staff?
That's a solid question. Paige, do you know any little people?
Because you say half staff, you know, I'm thinking you're talking about, you know.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to say
anybody under 4 feet.
Seven. 4 feet?
It's under 5 feet, right? Technically.
4'11". Because I went out with a girl that was 4'11 and 3/4". So I can't say that I dated a little person.
Was that tough?
And neither can she.
Yeah!
4'11". And my grandma, she... God. Boy, I'm going to set a page. Just now, I'm going to say, I think she was 4'12".
4'11 and a half.
But she got shorter as she got older, which is the damnedest thing. Yeah. Wasn't because of her, like, I guess the bone deficiency over time. You just.
Yours.
Yeah, you just get short. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh. So let me see Wimbiyama when he's 70.
It's your spine.
Yeah, right.
He might be 6'1".
Boy, he's good. We're going to get some phone calls. We're going to quit talking about French basketball players. Freedom fries. What happened to that? Freedom fries.
We're bringing them back. We love fries.
Thanks,
we love fries.
To everyone.
I got an air fryer on Air Force One.
I have great news to tell you that hashtag peanut head ass fat hoe is now trending on Garlington Road. So yes. We're starting one road at a time. Adopt your road and get it hashtagged.
Please.
Paige, pick a number between 1 and 12.
Four.
Like Tully, Ole, Rick, and who was the last one?
Arn
Anderson.
Marty Lundy.
That would be Derek. What's up? Derek, do you like people call you Dirk? Because anybody I ever know named Derek, I always call him Dirk.
Dirkie.
Is that, are you in a similar situation?
Honestly,
I don't. So let's just stick with Derek, okay?
Totally fine. Well, I mean,
coming in blazing.
Wasn't it nice that I asked, though?
Yeah.
It was.
No, I appreciate that. It's just Dirk sounds too much like dork or something derogatory.
God,
you know what I mean?
You know what?
Yeah.
I felt the same way about Bob Saget. I was like, it probably was a tough time for him in school.
Too close.
So, the whole situation with you, boy, oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy. That's what I'm talking about.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. I mean, okay. What do you want to talk about? Sorry. I'm reading. Don't read your email right now, fat boy, okay? I'm being a nicer person than you are. Don't read your email right now.
Oh, my God.
It's not. Nobody's in trouble, but it'll distract you. Don't read your email right now. Derek, what you want to talk about, buddy? I apologize. My mind just...
That's how you get me back. You know I'm going to look
No, don't, though. For real. At least till this segment's over. What's up, Derek? Sorry, dude.
No worries. No worries, guys. Well, basically, I was listening last week, and I heard Fat Boy talk about a couple of his friends that found their long-lost siblings. So, I did the same thing.
Oh, really? No kidding.
How long were they? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
That's pretty cool, man.
Not exactly, you know. But basically, I just figured I'd call and tell you guys about it because it's still pretty new, and honestly, I think it's kind of cool.
How'd you find them or know about them or whatever?
Well, I did one of those DNA tests.
Oh, okay. Well, were you looking for family? You just did it for like the ancestry, where you're from, and all that stuff?
No, I was looking.
Oh. So you knew there was somebody out there, like you had heard tell of, like, oh, there was this one, she got pregnant out of wedlock, so she went to live in Washington State or some kind of crazy thing like that?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I've always known that the man who raised me wasn't my biological father.
Oh, okay.
Dang, I've never known anybody to use it for this reason.
Normally it's to find out, like, health issues or things like that.
I can see that, but yeah. I mean, I've always known that he's not my biological father. It wasn't some big secret that got dropped on me when I was 30 or something. You know, my dad is my dad. He raised me, and I was not even remotely trying to replace him or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point in life, you want to know, I guess, some background, where you came from and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Or find out how bald you're going to be.
But I was just basically looking for, you know, missing part of the story.
Again, this is your story to tell, and I am often putting my foot in my mouth.
Behind his head, too.
And behind my head. Not both at the same time. I rolled down the hill when I did that. Like, did your mom, like, did you know anything about your biological dad?
Not really. My mom gave me a name years ago, you know, kind of a rough idea of where he was from and some other little details, but she never really encouraged me to go looking for him.
Did she ever tell you why?
She just always said it was complicated.
So that means...
That's what I would say.
That's a story... Like, that's either something she's maybe embarrassed of, or maybe it's better for your benefit you didn't know, or there's some kind of just crazy story there.
Yeah, apparently there was.
Yeah. So you took the DNA test, and then... Oh, man. Can you hold on 1 second, Derek?
Please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes! Hold on for real. Don't hang up.
Okay. If you talk to him off the air, I don't want to know what this... Because this is... Tell you what. I would be freaked out of my mind if I found that out.
Well, I mean, at this age, like, you wouldn't... you might, but you wouldn't show it, really, I would think. You know, you're kind of more collected as you're an adult.
Dust. No, but... I mean, what a... Oh, wow, that's wild.
Especially the people that I know that found out did not go looking for people.
I know.
They just did the test.
It's a shock.
Yeah.
I would really start to feel really weird as, and I do. We've had this conversation a zillion times. I hate the word step. I also hate the word bonus.
Man, you got to have one.
You could just, so you got two dads. There was a girl on TV that had a similar situation.
Yeah, Stacey King.
You remember that show, Paige?
My two dads.
Boom!
Yeah.
All right, we'll get back. We'll get Derek's DNA test results. We'll find out if he's the father or not. Is that what we're doing here?
Maybe.
Something. 1-800-774-0093, and we'll find out if Derek is the father. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. We'll get Derek right back on. Derek was telling us, I don't know, maybe I'm easily interested in stuff, but he finds out in his, what do you say, his 20s, 30s, that he had, let's say that over. He knew that his so-called stepfather was not his biological dad.
Yeah, you ain't my daddy.
Mom never really shared too much information with him about that. And so he did the DNA, whatever, test.
Yeah. Take a dump in a box and you send it to...
No. No. He played an awful trick on a coworker one time. No, you...
gross.
But, you know, I did it. I did the 23andMe, and it's very interesting. Now, it is also baity how they'll not Warren, but clickbaity, how
yeah.
We found 12 new relatives you're related to, and you go click on it, and it's like, no, they ain't related.
They'll keep telling you.
Oh, yeah. They'll keep telling you over and over again. But Derek found his biological dad, and that's where we had just finished up that little portion before we had to go to break. So you take the test. What happens? I mean, I know, but for those that don't know, you take the DNA test, what happens? Eventually, they start emailing you saying, hey, like I was talking about, you got to make, is he back on?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going through the process, and I got a really close family match.
Yeah.
Did it tell you how close? Because I know sometimes they'll put a number to it.
Yeah, it was close enough that it definitely wasn't a distant cousin. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Did you immediately know who it was?
Recognize? No, that's the crazy part. I started looking at the profile, his age, where he lived, last name, et cetera, and I just started putting everything together.
So what did you think after all that?
I thought, well, I think this guy is my brother.
Yeah, that's what I'd be thinking.
That's got to be a strange freaking moment. I feel the same thing when I see Brad Pitt.
Twinsies.
Don't laugh at that. You know, it's not even close. So you just kept... And does he also get... I know the answer to that question, but he also would get a notification, hey, you've got a connection or whatever. So...
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So he would also know. See, I wondered that when I was on the dating app, don't you say it, the real one. The whatever. Not the gay one.
Grindr?
The name that comes
Tinder.
After.
Tinder. Yep. It's like when I swipe on someone, do they also know that I swipe on them? I still don't know the answer to that. So
they should tell him.
I guess what I'm asking, and probably Fatboy wanted to say the same thing, did you contact him?
Yeah, I sent him a message.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Basically, I told him who I was, what I knew about my biological father, and according to the DNA test, it looked like we might be brothers.
God.
You put it out there.
What did he say?
No, he was shocked. Yeah.
Oh.
Dang. Because he had no idea you even existed, probably.
Not a clue. None.
God.
He responded, though, so, you know.
Yeah. And we started talking, and we compared some information, dates, names, things that my mom had told me, and... There wasn't really much more questions about it.
Same dad.
Wow.
Damn, that's kind of...
Yeah, I went almost 40 years without a brother, and then one day, poof, I've got one.
and okay, so people say or think that I'm lying when I say this, but I thought you said siblings. You already had some, like you said siblings,
yeah.
Plural?
Well, yeah, that's as we're talking, he starts to tell me that I have a sister, too, which did not show up in the original DNA test.
That's cool. You got like a whole family going on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, that's a lot to find out. So have you talked to the sister or your sister as well? Wow.
Well, yeah, my brother told me about her, and she actually reached out to me, and now all three of us are talking.
Wow. Really? So it's not awkward? Cool. I mean, what's that whole thing been like?
No, that's the thing. I mean, I'm really happy about this. We're all getting along well.
That would be so wild. Like,
dang, man.
Was it awkward, though? Of course it was.
Yeah, a little at first. Yeah, I mean, I mean, what do you say to somebody when you're almost 40 years old and you just found out that you're related? You know, that's like,
I guess you say
kind of hard to break the ice there.
I guess you say, nice to meet you. We have the same dad, evidently.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Do y'all, like, when you're, I was going to say, like, does your sister look like you? But that'd be a weird thing. Like, do you see them or things you've learned about them? Do you have anything in common?
Yeah, actually, my brother and I actually have a lot in common. We have similar personalities. We definitely have the same sense of humor and, you know, things like that.
Is there anything that really stood out that you can't really, like, put a finger on?
Actually, yeah. We have the same laugh. I noticed it on him. He noticed it on me, and it was hilarious.
Oh, I thought that's you were funny. Making fun of the lady that called earlier. Wow.
No.
Oh, wow. So... Wow.
Truth be told, I wasn't the first one to notice it. My wife did.
How'd she notice it?
Well, I was talking to him on the speakerphone one night, and we both started laughing about something, and my wife walked into the room and just stood there looking at me.
Oh, what'd she say? Like, oh, you're talking to yourself.
She's like, that's so weird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you're probably sounding alike.
Yeah.
She was like, you guys have almost the exact same laugh. And I'm like, really? Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
God, the girl,
you're not strange, say but in a good way, you know?
You're not going to end this with saying she left him for your brother because his laugh was similar to yours, is it? I mean, that would mess with me a lot. Like, a lot.
We haven't crossed that bridge yet, but anyway.
Dude, the girl I know who found out she had a sister, now this girl's good looking. Her sister's hot, too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, that's cool. You know, there are going to be two hot girls hanging out now. If you found out you had a sibling, aren't you kind of hoping that, like, man, I hope they're not ugly?
Well,
I hope they don't look like ass.
Like, so
you know what I'm saying?
You're married. You got kids?
Yeah,
we got
ass.
Two kids.
Yeah, two?
Yeah.
Wow.
You want some more?
God, your Christmas list is getting longer and longer.
Yes.
So your kids, tell them they got an aunt and uncle? An aunt?
And cousins.
And cousins.
Your family just grew overnight. That's got to be something that...
Yeah, that's what I've been saying. I personally think it's pretty cool.
What's your wife say?
She's happy for me. I mean, she's more bothered by the part of this. She's more bothered by part of this than I am. But
what part?
The fact that it was a secret for so long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Take this with. Is there more to this, or are you just going to tell us? Like, is this about to get deep?
Oh, there's like another secret.
What's the secret? Is this okay? Before I have to say this, this wasn't a result of any kind of SA or anything, right? Like, I don't want to ask.
You mean Spanish?
No, I meant sexual assault. Okay.
No, secret.
Okay. All right. My bad. What's the secret then? I should say.
Basically, I found out that my biological father is still alive.
Whoa! Oh, you got two dads, two diddies.
Yeah, and my brother and sister's mom is still alive.
Were they married?
No, they were together for years, but you know, I had my brother, had my sister, eventually broke up, but they stayed extremely close regardless.
Oh my God.
How close are we talking?
Like holidays, birthdays, family events, vacations sometimes, you know, they did all that kind of stuff together, and they live near each other, and they have grandchildren now. My brother said they're basically best friends.
So even though they're not... like technically together, they still they're still family.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that like a kind of feeling like a timeline situation is not lining up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. So.
Are you a bastard?
No, you son of a bitch. You're biological.
I know nothing, Jon Snow.
So your biological dad was with their mom when you were conceived, right?
That's what the timeline says.
Man, you're a secret kid. Wow. If you think about it.
Oh, yeah. No.
So you're just showing up.
If you're like Dindian in the cupboard, you only come out at night.
So,
yeah, well, I mean, it does kind of prove that he cheated on her.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, like, no. Does their mom, oh my God, does their mom know that? Oh my God. Does their mom know that?
As far as I know, she has no idea whether or not he cheated. So as far as I know.
Oh.
That's terrible.
Dude, what a zinger. What a zinger. What a zinger.
We got to get you back on the blow this up.
Let's make sure we got this straight. You know, your brother knows, your sister knows, and your wife knows.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it's going to say?
Does your mom know that you found them?
Not yet.
But the biological father doesn't know. He doesn't.
My biological father has no idea. No.
Oh my God. Dude, oh my God.
You got to let us
tell
him.
So that's where it's getting tricky.
Let's call him right now.
We got to tell him.
Like, oh my God. What did he?
Dang.
Who asked you not to say anything? Like both of them? Your brother, your sister, your wife, or your inner voice?
We just haven't really gotten that far. I stand corrected. My wife told my mom that I found them. So yeah, sorry about that. I forgot.
There's a wife for you.
Good Lord, dude.
She'll tell everybody.
Let me ask you a question. And I'm not even saying this as we're going to end up calling anybody on the radio. But you think there's a chance maybe, like, what's tomorrow? Like, maybe
Friday?
No, it ain't.
I was trying to trick you.
No, you did. I had to look down. Like, maybe not tomorrow, maybe. But do you think possibly, and you can't speak for your brother or sister, maybe one day next week we get you and, like, your brother and sister or one of the two on just to talk about this?
Hash it out.
That is mind-boggling.
I can reach out to them and see what they say.
Dude, yeah. You're the man.
Really,
Derek.
Do it too, though.
Hold on, Derek. Thanks. For real, dude.
God, we gotta tell him he's the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude.
But think about this. Let's say that me and Paige are brother and sister, and then we find out Fat Boy is our brother. But
I like to sleep naked.
Dad,
my sister family
cheated with our mom.
It sounds like something he would do, to be honest with you, Joey.
And we know it now, but we can't break that foundation of their life away.
Can't tell them.
Oh my God! Am I like such a prepubescent teen right now?
You know, the parents don't know, and if they find out at this point, it's kind of too late in the tooth.
I know.
Can't really keep secrets like that.
You have to.
But they're going to die at some point without knowing.
Well.
Wouldn't you want to know if you had a bastard kid out there all this time?
Call it that when it's a girl, too? That seems mean. Yeah. Call a girl a bastard.
What do they say in the Bible?
What do you call
the same thing?
A lady bastard, like that of a donkey,
a bastard child.
Like, a lady bastard.
It sounds like some kind of monarchy over in Britain.
What do we call
it? It's lady bastard.
It should be a lady bastard.
Oh, in English, the word bastard originally refers to any child born out of wedlock, regardless of gender.
Oh, so women can be. So I call a woman a bastard.
We stand together on that, no matter what your gender is. Even if you were born a man and you turn into a woman, if your parents weren't married, you're still a bastard.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
That's wild, though, man. I can't wait to talk to him again. Let's talk to him off the air, and we'll come back, and we'll see what's up in the Plex page. What's up in the Plex?
We've got, we were talking about swiping. We've got the latest dating app, what they're doing now.
Is that wiping sideways? Is that a new trend?
Is that what swiper no swiping meant?
Yes. Nailed it.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.